And how much easier is it to use than just pulling out my credit card and paying that way?
People like me, I'm very forgetful. I always forget my credit card or my watch, and now I don't need to remember to bring my palm.
Is the mark of the beast already here? Some people think it is. We'll look at a few of these claims, some current events that look like conditioning for the mark is starting to happen, as well as what exactly is the mark of the beast and what can you do to be protected from receiving it. People have said that social security numbers are the mark of the beast, or the Force 19 in 2020, some people claimed was the mark as well. But there's another theory, and it's pretty concerning because it's gaining a lot of popularity, and it's a teaching that the mark of the beast is more of an ideology, and it's already here.
You kind of grew up around, you're close to my age, then you've been hearing for a long time that this could be the mark of the beast. It could be a chip put in our hands, or it could be the phone, or it could be the credit card. Really, I think this is to miss the point that's being made in the book of Revelation. So the perfect number is number 7. And so if 7 is complete, 6 is incomplete. We also know that the number 3 it means complete. And so 666, the mark of the beast, is really to show that the work of the enemy is completely, 3 sixes, incomplete. And so this is really what the enemy produces, complete incompleteness. So it's not Elon Musk putting something in our brains or something like that, but that this number 666 has to do with on the forehead and on the hand, forehead representing ideological belief and hand meaning the practice of that ideological belief. So I think the way you're even seeing this today is there are certain, especially in the business community now, ideological beliefs you must have in order to participate in the economy. And I think we're going to see this get worse. That means I believe the mark of the beast is active even now in this moment of history that we're in.
That's a completely false teaching that we'll unpack more when we look at exactly what the mark of the beast is. But keep in mind that Satan is going to use every possible means he can to confuse people about what the mark is before it comes upon the earth. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. One of the strangest theories that continues to gain popularity today is rooted in the teachings of the Seventh-day Adventists. They also claim that the mark of the beast is already here and that it's going to church on Sunday instead of Saturday.
Put the Bible's testimony together. God Almighty commands that His own commandments be bound on our hands and foreheads, meaning that we obey Him and keep His commandments. Among those commandments, God singles out keeping the seventh-day Sabbath as the mark or sign identifying Him to His people and His people to Him. The beast of Revelation, however, will require the world to replace that sign with a sign indicating disobedience to God's commandments and obedience to the beast's authority and commands instead. Casting aside the biblical seventh-day Sabbath and replacing it with the pagan day of the sun means accepting the mark of the beast.
Seventh-day Adventists are pretty much saying that the mark of the beast, which is already here, is just denying God's ways that He already set in motion, like practicing the Sabbath, which they believe should be done on Saturday. They use verses like the ones in Deuteronomy in chapter 6:6-8 and 11:18 to support this claim. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. The Bible tells us time and time again to keep God's ways so close to us that they're written upon our heart or attached to us like on our hands or on our heads, because it drives everything that we do. These are completely different descriptions in comparison to what we read in Revelation 13 about the physical mark of the beast. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Revelation 13 is very clear that this is a physical mark because the following verses say that there's physical real world implications. Unless you have the physical mark on your hand or your forehead, then you can't physically buy or sell. In St. John's Book of Revelation, which was written in Greek, not in Aramaic or in Hebrew, two of the definitions for the Koine Greek word of mark in this verse in Revelation 13 is a stamp, an imprinted mark, and the mark branded upon horses. This flies in the face of the theory that the mark of the beast is going to church on Sunday. Nowhere in any prophecy in the Bible are we told that all people will start going to church and that they'll be going to church on Sunday. In fact, we're told the opposite, that towards the end times that things won't start to be fulfilled until there's a great falling away and people stop believing the Bible and stop going to church altogether. This Seventh-day Adventist teaching is an anti-Catholic one because they believe that the beast will rise from the Catholic Church. I've got my issues with the Catholic Church, and the possibility that they play a big role in end times prophecy is very likely. But as of right now, even though some of their teachings are unbiblical, the ultimate message of the Catholic Church is that salvation is through Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection for our sins. This is the saving gospel message, and Satan or the Antichrist and the false prophet don't want anyone believing this. Jesus told us that a house divided cannot stand, so Satan would never lure people into an organization teaching that Jesus saves you from your sins. Now, whether that message changes within the Catholic Church has yet to be seen. We've already seen Pope Francis giving a more one-world belief system over the gospel, saying that all religions lead to God and that Jesus isn't the only way, which he absolutely is. And this will all fit in with end times prophecy if it unfolds this way, but I just lay all of these things out to show you that the mark of the beast will actually be a physical mark, and it will have nothing to do with going to Catholic Mass on Sunday. So is the physical mark of the beast actually here? Well, don't believe everything that you see online, even if there's interesting connections. The mark of the beast has not been revealed upon the earth as of right now. Here are a few of the prophecies that have to come to pass before the mark of the beast. According to most interpretations of prophecy, the tribulation period has to happen before the mark of the beast is revealed, meaning that the seven seals and the seven trumpets are unleashed upon the earth. This includes wars, rumors of wars, famine, a third of the trees would be burned up, a third of the ships and the sea life would be destroyed, a third of the waters would be turned to blood, there'd be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the heavens, a 200 million man or entity army would be released upon the earth from the drying up of the Euphrates River. In the midst of all of this, the Antichrist will demand not only everyone's allegiance to him physically or politically, but also spiritually, as he begins to demand worship of himself and even his image. Around this time is when the mark of the beast is implemented, and people will not be able to buy or sell unless they've pledged their full allegiance to him, receiving his mark of his name or his number on their foreheads or on their hands. The physical mark of the beast may not be here right now, but there are a lot of advancements in society that are making the no buying or selling characteristic of the mark of the beast a very real possibility in today's world.
The Internet of Bodies, or IOB, is actually an ecosystem. It's a bunch of devices that are connected to the internet that contain software and that either collect personal health data about you or can alter the body's function. We think of the Internet of Bodies as this collection of all these devices, as well as all the data that the devices are gathering about you.
The focus, as all of you know today, is on what's now called the Internet of Bodies, involving medical implants and other kinds of devices that go inside your body, and all together with the Internet as a whole comprise the Internet of Bodies.
The physical mark of the beast will come upon the earth eventually, and you do not want to take it under any circumstances. One of the best ways to know that you won't do that is to make the choice right now to receive the physical seal of God or the mark of God upon your life. There are 5 different verses in the Bible that refer to a seal of God on a person. It's referenced multiple times in the book of Revelation. We know that the 144,000 followers of Jesus Christ who spread the gospel throughout the world, who are from the tribes of Israel, have this seal of God on their lives and are protected during the Great Tribulation. But we're also told that believers can be sealed right now with the mark of God. The mark of the beast could be revealed upon the earth tomorrow, or it could be revealed in 200 years. That's a decision that's left up completely to God. But when you meet God face to face, which everyone will no matter what, you want to say that you've accepted Jesus Christ, and that is to have the true seal of God on your life by making Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.